Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what is up?
Hey, Bob. How are you, my man?
Doing all right. Now, before we get to the game, the debacle that it turned out to be, and look ahead to old Matt Rule's Cornhuskers here, Maryland did lose a verbal commitment since the loss. Kamari Bing out of St. Francis in Baltimore, who committed back in August. He's a three-star, rising four-star. He was one of these Pied Piper guys. He visited Ohio State instead of coming to the game. I guess that was probably a bad side. But why the decommitment didn't commit to Ohio State, but he definitely left the old Maryland thing here.
That was something we didn't expect. I mean, this kid, when I interviewed him back when he committed to Maryland, he was like, yeah, I'm going to take other visits. And that's always, I've been doing this long enough where I can sort of read into what kids are going to do. So when I heard that he was going to Ohio State to visit and knew that he was going up there for an official instead of going to Maryland, I was like, okay, there's a better than 50% chance that he decommits. And he's been talking about it for a while. He kind of made the commitment early to Maryland, but never was really firmly on board the way that he hasn't said, put it this way, he hasn't said the same things that his teammate Zion Ealy has about, like, not taking visits and things like that. He was very open about that. So Ohio State, he's also probably going to check out Alabama. Indiana, which all of a sudden has a ton of NIL money, is also involved, too. So one of those three. Maryland could probably try to get back in it as well, but we'll see. Usually when these kids back out, they usually end up heading elsewhere to one of the blue bloods. So, you know, it is what it is. That's recruiting these days.
All right, Dave, let's go back to Saturday. Terps were up 20-0, looking good, rolling along nicely. Thank you very much. I know Stewart got thrown out of the game in the second quarter for the targeting. And by the way, he will be in full four-quarter action for the Cornhuskers. He'll be ready to go there. But if there was a turning point in the game, because Maryland scored on the first drive because Vinny didn't see the game, and you were lucky that you didn't, the way things unfolded in the fourth quarter. But Maryland marched right down the field. They scored. They seemed to be cruising nicely. Thank you very much. What was the turning point in the game as things really went pear-shaped for Maryland, getting outscored 21-0 in the fourth quarter?
They were up 20-0, and they had to stop there, but they stopped Washington, held them to a field goal after a long drive, and that's sort of a win there. You just scored to go up 20-0, and then Washington goes on this long drive, and you hold them to a field goal, so it's only 20-3 at that point. So you're pretty much in control, trading touchdowns for field goals. You're pretty much you're going to win if that's what you're doing. But then, you know, Washington made some immediately after that. Maryland goes 3-and-out on their next drive when they needed to get a couple first downs just to chew clock. And as soon as they went 3-and-out, and you know, Pep Hamilton with his play calling, and Malik couldn't. He might have overthrown a receiver there, Farouk, and they got to punt the ball back, and Washington gets it right away again, and then they go, and that was sort of the turning point right there. You could, even though it was 20-3 and Maryland was very much in control, the fact that Washington got the ball back right after they had that long drive, and then you know, it sort of spiraled from there. Then they go and score a touchdown pretty quickly. It's 20-10, and by the time it was 20-10, you could feel like the air just. I mean, we've seen this before. Maybe not a three-touchdown lead, but Maryland fans are like, okay, here we go again. And unfortunately, the players and seemingly the coaches are the same way because, you know, defense started playing conservative, started playing soft zone. Hamilton and the offense weren't calling aggressive plays anymore. They were trying to do these weird dump-off things that weren't working and some counter runs that weren't working. And it just spiraled. And Washington made adjustments. They started to move the ball, and it went from there.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, talking Terps. Now, that's in the rearview mirror. It sucked. It was ugly. Should be 5-0. They probably be ranked. It is what it is. What did Mike Locksley say to the media when he met yesterday about the Cornhuskers coming in at 4-1? Their only loss was to, well, Michigan. Very entertaining game a few weeks back, but trying to flush that one and look ahead to the bigger picture because, you know, there's still a lot of good things this team's capable of doing. They are getting 6.5, by the way, because the odds makers don't seem to be buying them just yet.
Right. Nebraska's a really good team. They're 4-1, and they're sort of humming along. This is not your father's or grandfather's Huskers where, you know, you sit there with five 350-pound linemen and just run the ball up the middle and things like this. Is a wide-open spread attack, and their quarterback, Danny Raiola, is one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, sprays the ball. He's a pure pocket passer, not one of these zone read guys. He'll spray the ball all over the field. He can have some happy feet once in a while if he gets hit, which is the key for Maryland. You got to hit him because then he can start to make mistakes. But if he has time in the pocket, he can pick apart a defense. And I think that's what the odds makers are thinking, that, you know, they protected him pretty well. And if they can protect him, Washington exposed some holes in Maryland's defense in the middle of the field that I guess they feel like that Raiola can sort of pick that apart. We'll see what happens. We'll see what kind of adjustments that Maryland makes to counter that. Defensively, Nebraska is pretty tough. Their secondary is one of the best in the country. They've had some problems in run defense, but again, Maryland hasn't been able to run the ball all year. So whether they can exploit those holes remains to be seen. But their pass defense is very, very good. They don't get a ton of interceptions, but they play this zone, and they're able to limit chunk plays and keep receivers to short gains. So it's going to be a tough test. I think it's going to be a one-score game, maybe two. I have Nebraska winning, but it could really go in either direction. You never know. Playing at home, Nebraska's got to go across the country. So I have Nebraska as a slight favorite, but we'll see.
Hey, Dave, what did Locke say after the game, you know, after the collapse at the end?
It's the same stuff. Vinny, you've been around forever. You know the coach speaks stuff. You know, put it in the rearview mirror, that kind of thing. They just, you know, basically was saying that, you know, things happened. They didn't coach well enough. They didn't execute well enough. And, you know, they look at what they did wrong. They take 24 hours, and then they put it behind them, move on to the next one. It's the same thing that every coach says. Nothing really earth-shattering there.
What does Malik have to do in this game for them to win?
He's gonna, like I said, Nebraska does not give up chunk plays. Their zone coverage, their five-man backfield is designed for that. Maybe you can sneak behind them once in a while, so you're gonna have to pepper them in the short to intermediate range. And Malik's got to do a better job of leading his receivers and not throwing behind guys and overthrowing guys. As well as he's played, he does have a problem with overthrowing receivers and missing some of his shorter targets. He's got to be on point getting those 5 and 6 yard passes because those are drive killers. That's what killed him in the last game. You know, he overthrew Farouk on one and they got punt. So Nebraska's going to give you those little completions. And because Maryland can't run the ball, it's imperative that he hits them because that's how you're going to move the chains.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, Vinny at Hanny 105.7 The Fan. Dave, last thing for you. Let's shift to college basketball recruiting for old Buzz Williams there. Latrell Allman is back in play for the Terps. He's got them in their top five. Of course, what, Petersburg, Virginia? That's where Moses Malone, if memory serves, is from. What do we think about that Allman getting Maryland back into the mix here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still somewhat skeptical. They had him out, but so apparently all the money that they were, it all comes down to NIL now and the money, especially in college hoops. So the money that they were going to throw at who was the kid they missed out? Anthony Brown. Junior County, Anthony. Yeah, so apparently the reason that Allman took him out is because their NIL number wasn't high enough. This isn't stuff that you're not going to hear or anybody's going to say, but that's the reason. So Maryland wasn't in there because their NIL number wasn't high enough. Well, they didn't get Junior County, the guy they really wanted. So now apparently they're taking that money, and they presented a pretty sizable offer to Allman. And so last second, he's decided that he's going to officially visit Maryland this weekend. And then he'll probably make his decision. He's scheduled to in the middle of October, so right after that. So we'll see. I still the other schools that are in there have been on him and in the game for a lot longer, so that's why I'm sort of a bit skeptical that they'll be able to get it done. But apparently Maryland has the money to entice him to visit, and we'll see if they can roll out the red carpet and knock his socks off, and maybe they get the last visit. So you never know. Stranger things have happened. That would be a great pull. They kind of need him. He's a really good player. That would be a good addition for him. So, but we'll see what happens this weekend. They just had Tristan Reed, a big man, visit this last weekend for the Washington game. He's been sort of quiet. He's making his decision on Friday. Again, I'm not sure that Maryland's sort of the leader there for him, but apparently that visit went well. We haven't heard too much. He's been mum, but we'll see how that one goes on Friday.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, always appreciate the time and the intel. Enjoy the game Saturday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.
There's Dave LaMonaco. We'll come back. Talk about our heroes of the week for the National Football League Week 5. They don't necessarily have to be the players of the week that the NFL as a league picked. C.J. Stroud, by the way, got the offensive player of the week. Matt Stafford's going to be NFC next week. But we'll get into all of that. Then we got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, for preview week 6 of this NFL season with him. Is Jacksonville's 4-1, is that a real 4-1? And the Colts, Jags, in first place in that division. What's going on here? And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense. It was ugly. It was bad. You watched the game. How bad? You'll find out more detail later in the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.